Answer me this. Are you a morning person? Maybe an afternoon person? Perhaps you're a night owl? Perhaps you feel like you never really get moving? Well, regardless of how you would classify yourself, you deserve to have a morning routine that serves you, that sets you up for success. Now, before you start rolling your eyes and go, oh, I've heard all about the morning routine stuff and all the things that we're all supposed to do and journal and meditate and yoga, and I just don't have time for that or I don't like it. Guess what? That is not what I'm going to tell you. Instead, I am thrilled to tell you about my annual free event coming up called Master Your Morning. And over the course of 5 days, 30 minutes or less each day, I'm going to teach you how to create your own unique morning routine based on two things, your unique personality type, and secondly, the realities of your home life, right? You may not have a lot of time for a morning routine. And that's what this free workshop is all about. So if you want to come join, head over to megansumrall.com/masteryourmorning. And I promise you, at the end of it, you are going to have a completely different relationship with the morning. Hey, everyone. I have a special guest here today. I am bringing back onto the show the amazing Jamie Soucie. And this is just a conversation Jamie and I have been sharing and churning on for a while. It's a conversation I've had with so many other moms over, the last 10, 15 years even. And, you know, while this isn't a, hey, here's a specific thing that we are going to come and hopefully teach and you're going to walk away with, you know, great tools and tips, I think it is a extraordinarily important conversation that more moms need to be having together, because being a mom is hard. I don't care what other labels you put on yourself, whether you call yourself a working mom, a part-time working mom, a at-home all-the-time mom, a corporate mom, a Pinterest mom, a whatever. Being a mom is hard. And the more that we can just meet and come together, mom to mom, and support each other, give advice, share funny stories, hug, laugh, cry, all of that, the better we are going to be. So I hope you enjoy this conversation, but more importantly, I would love to just make sure everybody that listens to this podcast knows that I am in the trenches with you as a mom all the time, and that my community, my arms, they are open, they are here, they are welcoming to laugh with you, to cry with you, to jump up and down, to celebrate the wins, to work through the struggles together. And my hope is that we can continue to just grow that together, one amazing mom at a time. So let's go ahead and jump in. Welcome to the Work-Life Harmony Podcast. I'm your host, Megan Sumrall. I'm a former techie turned entrepreneur. I'm also a mom and a wife. Just like you, I'm juggling hashtag all the things while running multiple businesses and a family. Being a successful female entrepreneur doesn't mean you have to feel overwhelmed, exhausted, and stressed out. Gaining control of your time and calendar is all about learning a few key techniques and systems to better organize and structure your time. This is your show to learn from me and other amazing women how to master your time and organization to skyrocket your productivity so you can have work-life harmony. Hey, everyone. Welcome back to Work-Life Harmony. I have one of my most favorite people here with me today, again, Miss Jamie Soucie. Hopefully, you guys caught one of my earlier conversations with her on a different way of approaching time blocking, which I know several of you have enjoyed. And today I just wanted to get some perspective from Jamie. We're going to have a very different conversation, but before we jump into that, Jamie, why don't you tell our listeners and viewers all the wonderful things about you?
Well, first of all, Megan, thank you again for asking me to be on one of your episodes. I get so excited anytime you reach out and we have conversations about anything. And I want to say, like, our catch-up conversations always turn into like an hour long squirrel, squirrel, squirrel. We just have so many different things to talk about and we like to solve all the world's problems. But thank you for asking me to be on this. A little bit about me, if you missed some previous episodes, I am now currently living in Phoenix, Arizona. It's 116 degrees out.
That's
hot. Now is not the time to visit the desert. This is like the worst time of the year to be here. But I'm originally from Boston, born and raised, not really catch the accent. I've only been in Arizona 3 years. So if you're listening to this and thinking she does not park the car, I just don't have the accent. But I was born and raised in Boston. I worked as a nurse outside of college for about 12 years in the cardiac ICU at Boston Children's. Loved it, loved it, loved it. But I had kids of my own, and I know we're going to kind of jump a little bit into that today. But after having my own kids, I just felt that the pull to be home, but not really the pull to be home full time with kids, because that is just a whole new beast in itself for me. But I decided to jump into the direct selling channel and fairly quickly found success, replaced my full-time nursing income, and decided to stay home with those kids and still have a little piece of kind of an income coming in from that business that I was building up. A few years into that, I ended up going through a very unexpected, messy, dirty, dark, awful divorce. Never saw it coming, but sometimes life throws us things that we don't necessarily expect to come our way. But after that divorce, I ended up moving to Arizona. I relocated. This was just over 3 years ago now. My mom had lived out here, and when you have a couple little kids and you want to be as close to family as you can, because that saying, it takes a village, is just really true. So we relocated. My ex came here also. He had somebody here that he was seeing, which is just a whole new story in itself. But we share custody. We live here together. I ended up meeting the love of my life. I ended up getting married about 8 months ago and said I'd never have kids again. But I had that weird little feeling in my mind, like I should do it just one more time. So I'm expecting another baby in about 8 weeks. So living in the desert in 116 degrees with a 3-pounder right now inside of me is just, it's hot. That's all I can really say is it's really hot. But we're going to have an 8, 7, 6-year-old and a newborn between the two of us. So very excited, but yeah, this is just what life has brought us, and we're just going to roll with it because that's what we do. So yeah, here I am running a couple businesses. But I'm excited to dive into this. I think we're going to actually have a good conversation today.
Yeah, me too. And this, you know, you were, I think, the perfect person to have this conversation with, because you've done all the, you know, as a nurse in the hospital, you know, the time was not yours, then transitioning to home, but, you know, still wanting to have your foot in the door with something there. And now here you are, you're about to have a newborn back at the house where you're in a completely different place in life as well. And, you know, kind of before we started recording this, Jamie and I were talking, she's like, so kind of what is the point, or what's the conclusion, or what do I want to get to with this conversation? And I don't think there is one, but my hope is today that maybe we can just, I don't know, start other people having this conversation, being aware of possibilities, options, and all of that. So, you know, where we kind of want to dive into today is just this, you know, being a working mom, it's hard. First, being a mom, let's just start with that.
Yes.
That is hard. And I'm not belittling being dads, but I am not one. So I can only talk from my own perspective and my own reality. And I know before I got married and had kids, my expectation for myself was I would be home full time. Like that's what I wanted. That's what I felt. That was my experience as a kid. And I got married later in life. We had our daughter later. And our reality at that time when she was born, that just wasn't going to be a reality for us. And I remember at the time feeling very upset about that. And I think the universe knew that. And I quickly discovered, I don't think my personality type would do well being full-time mom mode, because patience is not my strong suit. And I'm someone that just needs space, a lot of it, as an introvert. And I know for me, when I was first at home, I worked full-time and I was at home
with my daughter. I had a sitter who would come in every day, and I was really struggling because I wanted to connect with other new moms, but all the mom groups were meeting during the day when I needed to work. And my daughter's schedule was such that by the time I was done with work and could go to the park, everyone else's kids were napping. And I always felt like I was in this weird space of, I couldn't connect with the other moms who were home because I was home, even though I was working, but then I didn't really connect with the moms who were in office settings because their schedules were so different from mine. And I just always felt like this weird floating place in the middle. And I could hear conversations on either side of the, you need to be home full time versus every woman should still be working full time. And it saddens me that in this age today, that there still seems to be I hate to say it, but almost a little bit of an us against them mentality. And I don't know if this is anything you felt or not, but I feel like where both of us are now, where we're at home, but we work for ourselves, so we have the time freedom that we want. This is a whole other world that sits in between, polar opposites from either of the other two experiences I lived as well. So I don't know. That's just kind of me vomiting out all the things that have been constantly churning in my head for 10 years since becoming a mom, of trying to say, how do we just put all that aside and just be moms and women who support each other?
I love that. I love that. And I think I had all these ideas just floating around my head, just even listening to you say that. And I think for me, having gone through a divorce, backtracking even before that, when I was 16 years old, my parents got divorced. And I mean, looking back at it now, I don't think it was super traumatic. Like, I was with friends, I was busy, I was 16 years old. Like, I was just in my own little teenage world where nothing else really mattered. But some things stood out to me during that time, kind of watching my parents go through that. And it was my mom really stepping up to become this independent single mom. And what I mean by that is she used to kind of say comments to me here and there, like, always have your own money. Just always make money. Put yourself in a situation that you don't feel like, if something were to change, and I'm saying in a relationship, just as this example, I watched them split up and my mom left with nothing. My dad left with nothing either. I'm not saying anything bad about dads, but my mom left with nothing. And I just watched her blossom into this independently, I don't want to say wealthy. Wealthy has this different definition for everybody. Yes. But I watched her build up enough confidence in herself to get out there and start working and making enough money to support my brother and I. Now, granted, I'm 16 years old. I have different needs than the younger kids. My brother was 19, 20 at the time, and I watched her be able to put us through school and buy us a car and get us the things that were essential in that time of our life. And I just remember thinking, okay, always make money, always make money. And she'd say, always have a credit, because credit is super important, especially if you find yourself in this unexpected life change, which, you know, fast forward how many ever years that was after 15 years later, I ended up going through my own divorce. But because my mom had plugged that into my head so much that I had money on the side, I had enough money to get by to the next step. I had really great credit because I paid my bills on time, because that's something my mom made very important to us. And then I had these babies of my own, and here I am, built up this business that made enough money for me to leave my nursing job. And I was going to those mom things, kind of those things that, Megan, you said you wanted to make this connection, and whether you missed out on those or maybe you were allowed to go to some of those, I was there and I felt this struggle between, I'm building this business, which is so important to me and I'm so passionate about it, and then I'm connecting with these other moms who are stay-at-home moms who are struggling in their own way, because momming is hard. I think we can all agree that having babies in any capacity is hard, even in a normal marriage situation, a divorce situation, single moms, adoption, however you have babies in this world, it's hard. So I was at those events. I was at those mommy groups at the library. I was doing the little gym. I was taking my kids to play dates. And as much as I loved it, I think there's this pull of, I am just craving adult interaction. Like I want more of this. And momming is so exhausting that I think if I didn't have that little work piece, small business on the side, I probably would have lost my mind. Like, because I mean, you would live for naps, you would live for bedtimes. I don't think I could have done it without having that on the side. Does that make sense?
Oh my goodness. Yeah. I'm relating so much. And what surprised me for myself was I didn't know how much I was going to need that. I went in thinking I had this vision of what I was going to be like as a mom. And now I look back at that and I mean, I belly laugh because I'm like, I am not at all the kind of mom. And I wish I was a little bit more like the mom I thought I was going to be sometimes, but you don't know what it's like till you're in it. And in different stages of life, you know, I think we all need different things. And I know for me, I started seeing this conversation really started playing a lot in my mind early on when I started my first direct sales business. And I see it a lot leveraged. And I know this is probably going to be controversial for some people who are listening. I'm going to upset some people. But there was always a hashtag that went around that was hashtag never miss a moment. And using that as a vehicle to kind of sell the opportunity. Like, okay, here I never missed a moment because I was able to be home. And I had some friends reach out to me saying, you know, I thought I might be interested in the opportunity, but quite frankly, I like missing some moments. You know, I'm a high powered lawyer. I'm a, you know, whatever, I've got these careers. I don't want to give those up. Do I have to, in order to start a business on the side? What does that look like? Am I allowed to do this? And that really made me sit back and think, okay, wow, what message am I potentially putting out in the world that might make somebody else feel like their choice wasn't a good one? And that's the last thing I ever want to do, because I think for every single woman, it's going to be their own journey to figure out what is it that fills you up? What energizes you for the day? I work with women who are like, oh my God, the best way to start my day is to have my littles come in my room and crawl into bed and wake me up. And they're like, that is what brings joy to my day. I'm like, that is a nightmare way for me to wake up. I need to have a hot cup of coffee and 10 minutes of silence before I hear the words mom, and then I'm good to go. But I think more awareness that there's a million great ways to be a mom, to raise kids, to figure out how you're going to navigate all those things. And I guess my message that I always want to leave with people is maybe it's okay to miss a moment. If it's a moment you were okay missing. You know, if you're missing the moments you didn't want to miss, well, then let's brainstorm on what we can do there. But maybe to just give yourself the grace to say, like, my daughter's gone right now for 4 nights with my mom. God bless her. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm really having a nice time. Like, I will be happy when she comes back. But by day two, my husband's like, oh, you missing her yet? I'm like, no, I'm still good. Like, I think I'm good. But now that we're coming up on the end of it, I'm like, okay, please come home. But I thought, no, I'm enjoying missing these moments for a few days. It's been a nice respite.
Right, it's so funny you say that, because I remember 5 years ago when I was in the middle of building this business and seeing that never miss a moment. And it would always play in my head, and certain photographs, like, you know, your memories are just photographs and things that have happened that you just can't get out of your mind. I remember being in the grocery store with both of my kids, and there was this older woman there, and she walked by. She's like, oh, look at you, just loving it, love every moment. And I remember being like, never miss a moment because of that hashtag, and this older woman who's like, enjoy it while they're little, you're going to miss it. And I just would always tell myself in these situations, okay, I'm here, I'm enjoying this. This sucks. I'm enjoying this. This is hard. Like, there are some moments that you're okay missing. So I understand exactly what you mean by that. Like, it's okay to miss them. But I personally, like this morning, my son, who's now 6, he runs in the morning and he jumps in bed with me and he's like, morning, mama. Granted, I had been awake for about 45 minutes or so. So that's not like having, you know, a toddler or a six-year-old's bad breath in your face to wake you up. That is a nightmare. But having him come in and say, "Morning, Mama," is one of my favorite things. But then he needs to disappear. He needs to go do something else so that I can work, because work for me fulfills me. But that doesn't mean that it's wrong if you are a stay-at-home mom and not, you know, working a business from home or even a business out of the house. And I totally agree with you that there needs to be this sort of support for each other. Like, it's okay, no matter what you do, kind of like having a C-section or a vaginal birth. It doesn't matter how your baby is born. Right. I don't care if you breastfeed. I don't care if you bottle feed. You have to feed your child. There's no right or wrong to that.
Yeah.
So in this world of social media, Megan, I think is what makes it so stressful for people, because there's Pinterest and there's Instagram and there's Facebook and there's these, you know, perfect scenarios, or at least they appear to be that way. That's why we call it fake book. At least we do in my home. But I think we just get so lost in that. We get so lost in the never miss a moment, be present for everything. And I just have to say, having been on both sides, it is nice to miss some moments, but it makes the ones that are important to you count that much more.
Yeah. Cause it's funny. Like on the side of me having that joy of not missing a moment, I remember this amazing day for me where I got to go on a field trip, which I wouldn't have been able to, and I was in the corporate setting. So it was an overnight trip, and you know, my daughter deals with some sensory stuff, and it was on a beach trip, and she'd just never been able to walk on sand. I mean, she was in first grade at this point and still couldn't tolerate sand. And I was very worried about this field trip. And watching her by the end of the first, it was a rough day. Day one was hard, but by the end of the day, the kids were just a handful of them were out playing on the beach. And for the first time ever, she was brave enough to get down to the water and jumped, you know, to her, she's like, "Mom, did you see me jump that massive wave? I think it was an inch and a half high, like that had just come up." But I have a moment, I have a picture of the two of us doing it together that my friend caught. And I was like, okay, that was a moment I treasure.
Amazing.
That I didn't have to miss. So I think we all have those. But to everyone else, that just looked like what's the big deal? You're touching the ocean. Like, this is a normal activity. I'm like, well, in our life, it had not been. That was just a big day that I'm so grateful that I didn't miss that, because I did miss a lot of firsts, you know, having had the corporate job and all of that. But I think is what you were saying, just, and I think your explanation of, or example of the, you know, vaginal birth, C-section, whichever, at the end of the day, we're just all moms. And I don't care how you are momming, but sometimes I just want to pick up the phone and talk to another mom and say, I'm struggling with this part of parenthood. Let's just meet there and talk to each other. Like, how are you handling this? Here's how I'm handling it. Who cares about all the extra? And particularly right now with the pandemic going on, where we can't be together so much, we need that community more than ever to help each other navigate what this next school year is going to look like, what our activities for our kids look like. This is a whole new kind of hard that I never thought any of us would have to encounter as a parent, you know?
So true. I always, and I think in every part of my life, when I've encountered people, I always say to them, if they're struggling with something, find your people, find your community, find your network. And that for me has constantly changed.
Yes.
From working as a nurse, I had my nurse group of friends. From going through a divorce, I connected with other women who have gone through the same thing. From now, I'm navigating being a co-parent with my ex-husband with a 6 and 8-year-old. My new husband has an ex-wife with a 7-year-old, and now we're bringing a baby into the world. I mean, to some people, it's like, that's very Jerry Springer, Jane. Like, what are you doing? But in our world, it's our reality. And I'm finding people that have gone before me, mm-hmm. that I can connect with, that help me get to that next place. And there are books, there are podcasts, there are people, there's so much community out there that even though we're in this pandemic, we live in this virtual world, there are people out there waiting for you to find them because you're probably going to in turn help them do the same thing. Navigating motherhood is something you probably will need forever as your children age and as things change. So I think that's my take on that. I just find your people that you need, and it's going to constantly be evolving, and that's okay. As you're growing, as you're getting to be a better version of yourself, as you're, whether you're working or you're home, whatever that looks like in your world, there are people going through the same thing at the same time.
Hey there, if you are feeling overwhelmed, like your calendar is out of control, like you are just running against a race that will never end in terms of your to-do list, I have great news for you. I have just done a complete update on my app. Yes, I have an app in both the App Store and Google Play called The Pink Bee, and it is chock full of small but incredibly powerful trainings to help you get out of overwhelm. It includes my signature Ditch the Overwhelm training, an introduction to my time management framework. It can help get you started on weekly planning, helps you understand the four levels of planning, gives you access to my epic One Notebook Challenge, and some tips and tricks on how to get your phone organized. And all of that is available for you right inside the Pink Bee app. So open up either your App Store or Google Play, do a search on The Pink Bee, all one word, download the app. And then to unlock all of that training, it's only $4.99 US. I will see you inside the app.
And I will say, I feel like there are pockets out there on social media of people craving authenticity that are starting to show up more authentic. And it's refreshing and it's nice to see. And you know, my other hope with all of this, and I don't know what people have been asked, like, well, Megan, what do you think the answer is? I'm like, I don't have one, but I do feel at my core that here in our country, we've got to just find better options for working parents as a whole. You know, when you're a dual working family or a single working parent raising kids, the options are rough. You know, there isn't a lot for, unless you are, you know, in a job where you're making significant money to be able to afford the daycare that you want. A lot of people are working just enough to be able to pay for the daycare because they have to work. And, you know, for a lot of women that go through divorces that are not great, they're left kind of stranded. You know, we're not necessarily set up to create wonderful environments and opportunities that either protect and provide great options for everybody. And I feel blessed every day that I've been able to have all the different paths that I've had. And I'm immensely grateful for that. But at the same time, I feel helpless going, how do we make a change for so many others that need it? And that's where I'm like, I know we're not going to solve world hunger here today, but I think it's a conversation that just needs to keep happening. And we need to keep looking for better options.
I agree 100%. And I mean, in my case, I've always been this serial entrepreneur. I mean, I started a babysitter's club well before I think I was of legal
age. Are you watching it on Netflix now?
No, I should be.
The babysitter's club books just came out on Netflix.
Oh, I didn't know that. My daughter now, who's almost 9, she loves those books.
Oh, she'll have to start watching.
It brings me back. But I've just always been this serial entrepreneur, and having my mom in the back of my mind, like, always make money. You never know what situation you're going to be in. Always have your credit. Always be a good person, always welcome everybody at your table, no matter what that looks like. So that's just kind of been part of who I am ever since hearing those words over and over and over. And going from this babysitter's club, I bartended, I waitressed, I worked at an ice cream place, I worked at Target. And then after starting in the entrepreneurial path of the network marketing channel, it just showed me how many options there were out there when you have the capability of making money from your smartphone. I mean, that has transitioned to over the years. I started a business doing Botox and dermal fillers out of my home. Then I transitioned once I learned that. I did it for a couple of years and I loved it. And I was using my nursing license. And then I realized, you know, I don't think I'm going to do this anymore. And I got into business coaching. And then for business coaching, I transitioned into building an insurance agency. I just am constantly looking for opportunities to continue to make money from home or from wherever that looks like, because I've had a taste of those options. Now, again, I have a baby coming into the world in 8 weeks, and I'm setting myself up with building this insurance agency that I can continue to stay home. But that doesn't mean I'm not going to have babysitters, potentially a nanny. I'm still going to be present for what I think is important for being around the baby, but I'm still going to work for me and provide for our family, because I know that that fills me. And I also know that I'm in turn taking care of my kids, who are going to then see, hey, mom is able to take care of us and be home, but still work at the same time and make money. So I think there's this weird, I don't want to call it balance. I know you don't love that word, Megan, but in my world, I have to have work. It fills me. My kids are going to grow up. They're not going to come in and say good morning anymore. In a few years, they're going to be too old for that. And maybe it'll bring me back to that little old lady in the grocery store that's like, you're going to miss this. Because during it, I'm like, I'm not going to freaking miss this. But as they're getting older, I'm like, I get it. I get why those little old women say that, because life changes so fast. Circumstances change so fast. You could find yourself a single mom so fast without having any idea that it's coming. How do you prepare yourself for that if need be? Does that make sense?
No, it does. It does. And I mean, like you, I didn't even know there was this whole world of possibilities of ways to be an entrepreneur and work from home till I, you know, put my, I assumed I would be in this corporate IT career for the rest of my life. Cause I liked the work. I loved the company. It was great. It just didn't have the level of flexibility of time that I was craving. And that, you know, that is working well for our family right now. But again, I don't know what the answer is on how we can get more of that. I think this was one silver lining I think might be coming out of the pandemic is so many more employers are seeing the possibility of being able to be at home and seeing successes of having more people at home and more flex schedules. And so my hope is that whenever we come out of this on the backside, that maybe that will be a springboard into a little bit more continued flexibility.
I think that maybe a silver lining too is, and if you're listening to this and you're like, I work from home, I work out of the home, whatever that looks like, it's amazing. That's an amazing thing. Just like how you feed your kids, how you birth your kids, whatever that looks like for you is great. But I think awareness is a really big piece of it. And there's this book called The Road Less Stupid. You heard of that?
I haven't.
It's called The Road Less Stupid by Keith Cunningham. And at the end of every chapter, he has thinking time. Like if you don't, I think there's the other book, Think and Grow Rich, right? You don't just grow rich, think and grow rich. And I'm huge at personal development. But if you have this thinking time and you become aware of what does my situation look like? Am I happy with where I'm at? Do I need to make an adjustment? Because we're always needing to pivot and change. Again, look at this pandemic and how much it's changed so many of our lives. I've been a work at home mom for a while now, and my office happened to be in the middle of our old dining room. But when the pandemic happened and now I have my husband and three kids home, that needed to pivot. I needed to find a room with a door. So we're always just becoming aware of our environment and aware of maybe what needs to change. And there's so much opportunity out there for even subtle changes that are just going to make your life easier as a mom, as a working mom, as a stay-at-home mom, whatever that looks like for you. So you're right. I don't know that there's an answer to it, but I just want this whole like empowering women thing. You've seen that hashtag, you've seen quotes. And as part of the change that we can make, it's loving on those other moms, loving on the people that are struggling. Hey, I've been there. Hey, I'm there. What can we do together to get past this moment? And even going through my divorce, I was living in moments. I wasn't living big picture during that time. And you're in a season, no matter what age your kids are at, you're at a specific season in that time, and it's going to change. It's going to pass. I'm about to enter the season that I swore I would never do again. And in my brain, I'm like, okay, I'm a little older now. I'm going to enjoy it. I'm going to really enjoy every moment. But I know when she comes, I'm going to be like, somebody take her. I just know it's going to happen.
I will fly out and take her.
You take her. Just smell on her and love her. Yeah. But I think find your people and become aware of your situation. And if you're happy with where you're at, rock on. And I want to support you and high five you and be your virtual friend through that, because I know how much it takes a community of people to help get you through whatever it is you're going through.
100%. 100%. Jamie, thank you. Just chatting with you and getting your perspective, just always, I don't know, you always give me more to think about, but yet you always make my heart feel so full after every time that we talk as well. And, you know, to anybody listening to this right now, please know, connect with Jamie or I if you are in need of any, just, I don't care how you label yourself as a mom, but us moms, man, we just got to stick together. We need to laugh. We need to cry. We need to tell the funny stories that only another mom would sometimes understand, you know, all of those things. And I think the more that we can just come and meet from that shared place, that is going to make everything just so much better.
100%.
So where can everybody find you, Jamie?
I think Facebook is probably the best. I'm Jamie Susie Knee Neighbor. I know that's a very...
I'll put it in the show notes.
Quite the name. Put it in the show notes. But you send me a message, I 100% will respond to you. I love hearing stories from other people. I love getting to know people and getting to know your heart and your struggles and where you're at, because I'm sure you're going to teach me something too.
And so, we all look forward to meeting...
This is going to be baby Charlie. My son thinks she's going to come out a boy, but I'm like, she's going to have a real pink room if she does.
Oh, so give me
navigating the next things. Just keep swimming. That's been my motto. Just keep going.
Yeah. Oh, thank you so much, Jamie.
Thank you, Megan.
Getting on top of all things time management, organization, and productivity doesn't have to stop just because this episode is over. You can follow me on Facebook and Instagram at Megan Sumrall, or just open any browser and go to megansumrall.com. If spelling my name is a complete pain, just go to theworkLifeHarmony.com and grab my free time management cheat sheet. If you like this podcast, don't forget to subscribe, rate, review, and share it.